The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark, my Thursday lady.
Good morning.
And me. It is the 24th of February, 2022, 7:05 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can also hop into our chat room there. Jared's at the helm, and we have a big day today, National
Day. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is National Chili Day.
Whoa.
And it's actually tied with National Tortilla Chip Day, which I feel like that could go with chili.
Yeah.
You could put the chili on the tortilla chips. Yeah. What about National Jalapeno Day?
Nope.
No, too bad.
Toast. That's the third one.
Toast?
Toast Day.
I had a piece of toast this morning. Wow, I celebrated National Toast Day.
There you go.
Who would have known?
Right.
Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm chilly.
You
chilly.
Always look peachy. Every Thursday morning. Every Thursday morning you look, I mean, you look like every time I see you, but you look, you know.
Well, thank you very much.
Girls do more in the morning. It bothers the hell out of Linda that I just have to take a shower and brush my hair and put on some deodorant most of the time.
Yeah.
And I just walk out the door, throw on clothes.
Easier.
Men are like that.
Yeah,
men do that.
It's okay.
That's just one of those 100 reasons it's good to be a guy.
Well, and there you go. And one of the great reasons to be a girl is because you can do all that kind of stuff and feel special. There you go.
There you go.
32 degrees in downtown Reading. We've got a hard freeze warning, freeze warnings. You know, interestingly enough, it's not looking that frosty in the morning when I get up. I'm surprised. Thus far, of course, if we do this several nights in a row, then it will really have some damage on the crops. But let's hope it goes.
Yeah, well, I put a blankie on the horse yesterday. I was out there. I was freezing out there, and it's sun shining, but the wind was going.
Yeah.
And, I just put a blanket on her for the next few days.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's good for the animals. I know it's chilly out there. We're looking for a high today of 55. It's 32 degrees as we speak. A low this evening of 32, mostly clear. On Friday, a high of 54 and a low of 34. On Saturday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of rain. High of 54 and a low of 42. And on Sunday, a high of 63, a low of 44. Chance of rain all the way in there, but it's not getting excited about, maybe a 10% chance. On Monday, a high of 64 and a low of 48. And then they're saying some rain likely into the first of next week.
Let's hope March that's true. Needs to be a real lion, come in like a lion, goes out like a lamb. It needs to be a lion till like the 30th
exactly
of March. Rain, 50 feet of snow up
all
in the
night
mountains.
Long. Every night, all night long, and snow, and then in the daytime it can kind of ease up and
a little bit. Yeah, but yeah. That rain like we had in before, where it wasn't
nice,
a driving
steady,
rain.
It's a nice steady rain
raining.
That just kept pouring in. You know, we were able to maintain a lot of that. Because it did go in deep. I can tell the way the plants are and the grounds we maintained a lot of it. But we need the rain. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, an interesting thing happened to me yesterday as I was leaving. I walk out, where our back door is, and there's a parking lot back there. I mean, there's people around and all that. Not all the time, but still. I walked out, and there was a young guy standing, was just walking by as I walked out the door. And he takes like three or four steps, and he turns around. And he pulls a knife out, handle toward me, and he lays it down on one of those parking stanchions. Hey, do you have a dollar? Well, as soon as the knife came out, I moved back and put my hand on my defensive weapon. thinking, well, this will be interesting. And it was the strangest thing. To pull a knife out. And it was one of these thin, it wasn't like a, I mean, yeah, it could poke you and hurt you.
Was it like a pocket knife?
No, it was a single, it was like a kitchen knife, like, you know, with a little red plastic handle.
Oh, okay.
You know, kind of serrated.
Yeah.
But it was like, you know, like 5 inches long, you know, the blade was. And I'm not sure why he did that. And, except the fact is, if, when it was like that, is, you know, you make space immediately, and then you draw your own weapon. In this case, it was a knife that I had. And the, you know, there's two things that happen here. We always train our students. One, you know, you're aware of what's going on. So when I walked out, I was walking by, you know, right next to the doors. So I was watching him. And two, when he turned and the knife came out, give yourself defensive space and tell him to stop. Which is, you know, I didn't yell to stop, stop. You know, and then he puts the knife down. But I never, you know, if it hadn't been me, would that have been different for somebody else?
Did he had the knife in his hand when he asked you for the dollar?
No.
He put
the knife down when he asked me for the dollar, because if you had the knife in his hand, I think that could have been considered armed robbery.
Yeah.
And so he put it down, and but the thing is because of my reaction, you know, defensive reactions, he puts the knife down. What if it had been somebody else?
Yeah.
Would that have still happened like that?
That is the first
time something like that's happened to me. I've been approached before, and I keep people away from me. You know, if I've got people trying to get into my space where they can put their hands on me, I say stop really emphatically, and it's always worked.
Yeah.
And it worked on this guy, but I didn't do my usual stop.
Okay, so how did it end?
I said, no, I don't have a dollar for you. And I waited. I looked at him. And I walked around him, and I, you know, looked over my shoulder when I got into my truck just to see where he was at. And he wandered on.
Picked up the knife and wandered off.
Wandered off.
Wow.
It wasn't an offensive move. I mean, you could have said that, except he had the handle toward me.
Yeah.
And he put it down. Maybe he was trying to show me that he wasn't armed because he's on drugs, because the guy's on drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, my friends, here's what happens if you're approached and somebody's trying to come into your space. All you have to do, you put your hand out close to your chest and you very emphatically say, stop. Do not let them get in your space. And at that point, you know, and you, if you have to, you move back. So you give yourself more defensible space in case they move forward. Now, I've never had anybody not stop, because then as part of it is, if they're not stopping and you feel like there could be a threat here, then you go to your next level of defense. In this case, I went to the next level of defense and went to my knife to present that if he was still doing something like that.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah, I generally, if I see anything like that, my hand immediately goes into my purse.
Well, see, I finally got my CCW renewed yesterday. And when I handed in my old CCW, it's in four pieces because it's just a piece of paper. And she looks at it and she goes, a lot of use? And I said, you guys got to start putting this in a card, which Sheriff Johnson said he's going to, you know, eventually get into, where you just get a card, plastic card, so you don't have to worry about that. You know?
Yeah, I've got it folded up behind my driver's license.
Yeah, and you know what? If it stays there, or you know, that eventually,
yeah.
I mean, this isn't like paper that is, you know, like parchment paper.
Right. Anyway, yeah, no.
Anyway, that happened, and it was unusual because that has not happened to me in Reading, where there's been a blade out, even though he had it pointed the other way, but he still had it out. And what upset me the most was I let him get within 4 feet of me when all this started happening. So,
Well, but if you because walk out of the back, if you no. walk out of well, the back yeah. of your building and yeah, somebody walks there. By, what are you going to do? That, yeah. That's certainly looks, nothing yeah, that you should, could have you, done different.
Yeah, if you clock him in the head and you find out that he's working at the hairstylist next door.
That'd be bad.
Yeah. Okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the Ukraine. Tim Garmon is scheduled to be on today, and I'm kind of I'm really looking forward to
it. I am too.
I want to hear Tim's thoughts, and now that everything is over like that, and that you got a phone call.
I did, but
we'll
talk about
that.
We'll talk
about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Bastiani Arms. Speaking of being ready. Bastiani Arms in Reading is our firearms dealer of choice. When it comes to selecting a long gun or a pistol, John Bastiani has a great selection. He has all the accessories you need, whether it's optics to holsters to cleaning equipment. They have a CCW package there, and it's kind of like a one-stop shop. You can get the pistol, you can go through a CCW class there. Everything he has is in stock, fair prices, veterans get discounts. He's a great armorer. My gosh, he's a great gunsmith. That's John Bastiani, locally owned, locally operated. Give him a call at 222-8222 or stop by 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. He's open Tuesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And as of a couple of days ago, he had a shipment of Glocks in, if you're interested in Glocks. Also Kel-Tex. We'll be right back.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Wind River Resort and Casino's got the grub, games, and giveaways this St. Patrick's Day. Food specials, green beer, table games, swipe to win, and giveaways Thursday, March 17th. Come down and celebrate with us.
Don't forget to wear green.
Find your moments at the river. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday.
Valid through March 31st.
Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply.
Mention promo code WINTER 2022 and find your moment at the river.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to 35 Radio. Good morning. Thursday, the 24th of February, 7:20 in the morning, and my temperature here thing says 29 degrees. Whoa. But it's sunny.
It's sunny, and it was...
You can stand outside in the sun and freeze.
Yes.
So, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. They've been certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. They're one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services for receiving 5 stars in so many areas like heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, heart failure, stroke, all of these things. Plus the fact that they just got an A rating from the organization that rates every hospital in the United States and gives them an A through F rating, and Shasta Regional Medical Center got an A rating, the highest they can give. All of this right downtown here. Healing starts here. Ukraine. This has been the largest incursion battle since World War II in Europe. Putin's gone across the border. He has claimed that the two outlying districts or regions of the Ukraine, you know, who wanted to be separate, he's protecting them. But now, you know, Ukraine is the statements he has made is that we made the Ukraine. Lenin and the communist revolution made Ukraine, and it is a part of Russia. And essentially, we want it back. And NATO, if you do anything about it, you're going to see nothing that has ever been seen before in this world. Big threat. Russia produces most of the wheat in Europe, a lot of the food. Billions and billions and billions of dollars worth of oil comes out of Russia into Eastern Europe, into Europe, Western Europe. And we, on the other hand, have cut back because, you know, we have stopped pumping oil, recovering natural gas due to the current administration. Now, before we get into the Ukraine, let me just say, and this is my opinion, this is probably not the time for talking heads to be calling Biden demented, weak, unable to handle this. It just goes on and on from some of the people you hear on the radio and TV. As bad as they treated Trump, thank God we didn't have an incident like this while Trump was president. And you could say maybe it's because Trump was president.
I would think that's absolutely
that probably
true.
Has something to do with it because they weren't sure what Trump was ever, you know, what's he going to do?
I think he made himself perfectly clear and they believed him.
Well, but I think maybe this is a time to get behind what's going on. I mean, the sanctions obviously didn't work. I mean, because those were there to prevent the invasion. It didn't stop. You just got a text from somebody that was kind of scary.
Well,
from somebody that lives around there.
It's a text that was forwarded from a person that lives 1,100 miles from the Ukraine border. And it says, prep up. Things aren't what they're showing up on the news. It's way worse. Already, thousands are dead. There's about to be a full-scale war unlike any since World War II. I'm not joking. This is going to affect you. You might be surprised. And she says she lives 1,100 miles from the Ukraine border. I mentioned to Carl earlier, my concern mainly is that, in fact, we don't know what's going on. They're still talking... you listen to the same strain of nonsense from the media on a regular basis. They're not telling us what's going on. They're not, they haven't for the last, well, forever. But we don't actually get any factual information, and that concerns me. They're still propping the idiot up in the White House. And I'm sorry, I have to disagree with you. We need to admit that he's not qualified to do what he's doing, and the media doesn't want to ever face what's actually going on. Skipping from the Ukraine, all of this information has come out about Hillary Clinton, mm-hmm. and all of the things that she did, which we've known from the very beginning she did with the Trump administration. Are they covering it? Heck no. They're talking about lawsuits against Trump and that he overestimated the value of his property, and they're going to sue him in this court, and they're going to sue him in that court, and they got that January 6th commission going on, which is an absolute joke. I don't disagree that something happened there, but nothing happened to warrant what they've been doing with this whole nonsense of looking into it forever, and not looking into Pelosi and why she didn't put the National Guard there like she was asked to. I can go on and on, but I'm frightened by the fact that we don't have any real information, and I'm uncomfortable at how in the world do we get the real story.
Well, going back to the Ukraine, I agree with you about the part about the information and all this, because we're at a point in our media where you're not sure. This article I just read, believe it or not, USA Today, was a pre-factual about what's happening. And the other thing is, the Ukrainian government is now issuing firearms to its citizens to help defend the country. Up until then, you weren't allowed to own a firearm, and so now they're going to issue firearms to those who want to help fight.
How many of them know how to use them?
Well, and there lies the problem. It doesn't do you any good to give somebody a rifle who doesn't know how to use it, and they don't have tactics. Now they're calling up their National Guard. They're calling up the reserves and all this. But Putin's army, it could just literally roll over the Ukraine. So the next question you ask yourself is, what's the rest of the world going to do? Because this is blatant aggression. And if you remember back in the 30s, I don't remember it, I wasn't there, but I do read, just give me Poland, I'll stop. If you remember that, and they did.
Yeah.
And what happened?
I think, given what you were talking about in the first segment, the fact that the rest of the continent, the area there, Western Europe, is kind of, and Eastern Europe, is dependent upon Russia for so many things, their food, now all of their natural gas and oil, thanks to decisions made here in the United States that cut off the supply from us, they've put themselves in a position that it's going to be very difficult for Germany and those places to stand up against, to go up against.
Germany.
And in what way do you stand up against them other than
militarily?
Militarily.
Well, they've stopped.
What sanctions can you put on them?
Well, you remember the pipeline that everybody got excited about. They've stopped that. The pipeline, that stopped. Germany's one that did that. Said, no, we're not going to do this. The entire European Union has to stand together. Is it that everybody breaks diplomatic relations with Russia, leaves a consulate there, but they break diplomatic relations with Russia? Do you put a oil embargo on them that people just we start providing it and they start getting their oil from
us and
other nations?
That would work if we would do it.
Well, it could work. We could do that to help. And what you do is you starve them for the money it's going to take to keep their army and all that. And I mean, it's not going to happen overnight. But if they put a number of these resolutions together and they stand together, Putin doesn't believe they're going to do anything. That's his bottom line. He has a two word foreign policy, foreign affairs policy. It's two words. So what? That's it. So what? You can't do that. So what? Now, unless they do something, and I mean they being us and God help the world. We need to be the leader in that and pull these people together.
There you
go. And just say, you know, no, it's not going to happen. We are not going to accept this. You will pull back out of the Ukraine. And until you do, we are putting an embargo on everything that comes out of Russia. I don't mean blocking them, you know, because then that leads to shooting. We just don't buy. And things are going to be tough. Right now, gas shot up over $100 a barrel. The stock market's taking hits. So it's not, those sanctions are not just going to hurt Russia. It's going to come back on us.
Oh, but absolutely.
Are we prepared to do that? Only 28% of the people in the United States in this latest poll says we should get involved militarily. I understand that. That's a long way to go to fight. But why do you have NATO? It's to protect all of those countries in there. If you don't think they're starting to quake a little bit.
Yeah. The problem is that one of the countries that's not going to go against Germany or Russia is China. And therein lies a huge problem.
So now is he looking at Taiwan right now going, let's see what the world's going to do to Russia. And if they don't do anything to Russia and he's allowed to keep that, how long do you think it's going to take them to run an aircraft carrier off the coast there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this is scary stuff. Scary stuff.
Yeah.
And again, I wish that there was a way that we could actually get factual information as to what's happening and be assured that we actually even have a clue.
Yeah.
If you listen to a piece from Lindsay, from Washington DC, and they think they can just make threats and scream and, well, we'll personally sanction Putin. What are they going to personally do to Putin? Cut off his membership to a country club?
The Elks Club.
Are you kidding me?
He is not going to be able to go to the Elks Club, the Moscow Elks Club.
There you go.
That'll crush him.
Absolutely.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. River Commons Senior Living is not an assisted living facility. This is a great place. If you're looking to, you know, to get out of your house and go to some beautiful accommodations, not worry about going out and shopping for food or cooking every night, though you have the ability to, doing that partially. River Commons Senior Living, gourmet chefs, transportation if you wish it. They're pet friendly. It is just a good place to go to. You know, people there to be with, as Brian goes from surviving to thriving. So give Brian Martin a call at 238-5981. Get a personalized tour. See what it's like. Did I say it was pet friendly? Yes. River Commons is Northern California's premier retirement community, not an assisted living facility. Worry less, smile more. River Commons. We'll be right back. Welcome.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brent Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Now
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Are you going to get an electric car?
Hey, no.
I don't mean tomorrow.
Not if I can help it.
If you are, Red Electric Utility has information about rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. For more information about local, state, and federal rebates available, go to cityofreading.org/EV. For the information, it's there. It's just, I'm kind of waiting. I'd love to have a plug-and-play type of electric car, kind of like batteries in your flashlight, even though they're built now. I mean, they're part of your car. Wouldn't it be great, though, because you see the amount of people lining up for the chargers that you could drive in. They flip off a couple of, things holding it in. You wheel out that big, that battery and you put another one in, and out, and you're out in 5 minutes, you know.
Happened to catch that story about the boat that was caught on fire transporting all of the electric cars? And they couldn't get them out. Water doesn't put out batteries, turns out. Had a heck of a time getting the fire out, burned up. Oh yeah, it was a mess.
I saw the one where they had all the Mercedes and Porsches, like 1,000 Porsches. On a ship.
Yeah. That,
the ship was on fire, and the abandoned ship, and these salvage vessels are heading for it as fast as they can, because once you abandon ship.
Well, and the point is, salvage. They can't get the fire out because it's the electric motors, the batteries that are on fire.
Yeah, but not all of them have electric batteries boat.
Well, but most of them
if
on
we're
the
talking,
boat.
If we're talking, are we talking about the same ship?
Maybe talking about a different ship. But this one was full of cars with electric batteries.
Okay. Anyway.
And they were expensive cars.
If you get there
with
a salvage ship, imagine pulling like 100 Porsches off.
Let's hope putting they weren't
it on,
the
and, then, and then you go, what should I do with these 100 Porsches? They're mine now. Okay.
Interesting.
We just talked to Tim Garman. He'll be on in about 20 minutes. What's the latest with Trish?
Well, I was going to tell you, yesterday I received a phone call from the Los Angeles Times. Found it was interesting, and I didn't get her name. I was occupied at that time. She said she wanted to talk about the recall. Several people had suggested perhaps she could get a different slant from me on that story. Unfortunately, I didn't really get a chance to talk to her. I told her I'd call her back, which I did, but I got her voicemail, and so she didn't get back to me. So I'm thinking there's going to be another article coming out about the knuckle dragging the whole thing and the mafia taking over our small county. And
not the mafia, the militia.
The mafia, the militia.
The militia. Now, when this was going on, they would call Donnie Chamberlain. And Donnie would give him my name. She says, he's got a different view and blah, blah, blah. And the hardest thing for me to try and get across to these idiots, because they are idiots, because they have one thing in mind that they're going to write, is that Shasta County is much more than this recall. You know, you're taking one aspect of our community and you're blowing it up. You're making these allegations, but we are one of the most giving counties in the United States. We have great schools. We have great health centers. There's so many things that we have that are so positive. Not one thing is ever going to get in about that.
But beyond that, though, Carl, that one section that they're painting totally wrong.
Oh, that too.
I mean, the group that did the recall are a group of housewives and parents and everyday citizens, business owners. And we do have an active militia in Shasta County. We have had an active militia in Shasta County as far as long as I've lived here.
But
they're not out on the streets, and they're not there.
Let's make sure that's clear. That they are not patrolling the streets.
Absolutely not. But they're there in the communities because we live in a county that's 3,650 square miles. We have two deputies on duty at most any given time. If you have an issue out in the outing areas, you can bet that law enforcement is not going to get there in a timely manner. There are people in the community, retired deputies, retired law enforcement people, all kinds of people who band together to help the community. That's our militia.
Well,
they're there when needed.
I talked to a lady several years ago, lived up in Shingletown, and she had a problem. She had a kind of a bed and breakfast type thing.
Mm-hmm.
She was having a real problem with one of her people that were there drinking and was causing problems. She called the sheriff's office, and then she turned and she called the Shingletown group.
Mm-hmm.
She said in less than 10 minutes.
That's right.
There was two carloads of guys coming in there. And they talked to the guy, got him settled down and all this. And the sheriff's deputy was unable to show up. It's not anything on the sheriff. It's just they didn't have anybody there. He wasn't there for like another 45, 50 minutes. And this was somebody calling, I've got a problem here.
Yeah.
So when we say militia, you know, people immediately think of guys in camo riding around the streets with their guns, with machine guns mounted on their trucks and all this. And you're right. You're absolutely right. Now, did the militia play a part in this? Yes. Just like other people who are not members of the militia.
Just like the operating engineers or the Teamsters or anybody else, an organized group, veterans of foreign wars. They all have their groups that get involved in things in our community. And that's a good thing. But they're painting it like it's this far right group of hiding out and patrolling areas and causing trouble, and they're just not.
And the Republican Party in up here in North State has moved over to the radical right wing, you know, you can fill in the blanks there, which of course is absolutely untrue.
Well, and that's exactly right. And unfortunately, they've painted the person that was recalled as, I mean, just this upstanding, never did anything wrong, Trump supporting Ronald Reagan, Democrat or Republican, from the center of the world. And let's face it, there was a reason that he was, I think the biggest reason that played into that recall for the average person in Shasta County is his actions during the car fire that were reported by the grand jury. They were reported out. It was unbecoming a person and a public servant, and people were taken back by it. They don't like their public servants doing things like that. It was proven by the grand jury. He admitted it. And I think that was one of the biggest things in that recall for the average person.
I heard, and I've talked about that. I've heard from people I don't know, you know, a radio station, saying that was the reason.
Mm-hmm.
That was the main reason for them. And I'm not saying that Leonard Modi didn't do good things, because he did. But once that happened, once this thing started going downhill, he had a tough time reaching out to people. And, you know, for whatever reason, to contact them, like all the people working on a recall, they had no problem at all sending out hundreds of people. Anyway, and you're right. The recall got on the, you know, for the election, the recall, because of that first group who raised their own money. It wasn't Reversion Selmo's money that,
no,
put,
it was
that
not.
Put it on the ballot measure.
And the other thing I just want to throw before we go to a break about the recall thing is, and I have stated this publicly, this board could have done a better job of being responsive to the people throughout this last 2 years. They did things that public perceived badly. You can't stand and say I'm too susceptible to anything to the pandemic. I can't be in public room with any of you and receive comments from you because this is too dangerous, this pandemic. And then that weekend be seen out in public with a group of people with no mask.
Perception.
You have to deal with
perception. Becomes reality.
If that's exactly right. And as an elected official, you have to come across as at least caring and listening. And I'm sorry, but they just didn't. As a whole. So we have tools in our government. And one of the tools is a recall when you're unhappy with your elected official. It was a legitimate issue. I didn't get involved one way or the other in it because it wasn't my district. They weren't recalling my supervisor.
We don't endorse or anything like that.
But they had every right to do it, and they did it right, and they accomplished it.
By over 10%.
That's right.
And that's not close.
No, that's not.
If it had, if it had been like 51-49, but it wasn't. It wasn't close. So, anyway, but here's the good thing. The guy that won, Tim Garmon's going to be on our show here in about 8 minutes.
There you go.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by PSA2, Area Agency on Aging. They have the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's funded by the California Department of Aging. It's a no-cost program. And what happens is you sign up for this, you find up what your qualifications are, and they'll send a crew, trained person over. They'll look at your house and see what they can do to help you prevent these falls. So many people of seniors, and I'm extrapolating here, seniors can get along fine, but every so often you fall. Mm-hmm. So is your house set up to help you with that? Do you have railings? Do you have grab rails in the shower? Do you have, a grab rail or a railing on steps that maybe aren't there? Well, this is all done free. Through the Department of California Department of Aging, but you have to sign up for it. So give them a call at 842-1687. That's the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. We'll be right back after these messages.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed effortlessly adjusts and responds to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Their grand opening is Saturday, February 26th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., with free drawings throughout the day. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Don't miss their grand opening, February 26th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., in the Shasta Gateway Center.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Chili doesn't have beans. That becomes not something else. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. Today, Trish Clark is my co-host.
Love Thursday mornings.
This portion of the show brought to you by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance. I realized yesterday when I was cleaning the hooves on my horse that she's learned that when I've got that leg in the air, you know, I'm working on her foot, you know, or her hoof just to, you know, clean out the her hoof so she doesn't thrush or anything else doesn't get in there. She's learned to lean on me. You know, the old song, Lean on Me? Well, she leans like 800 pounds on me, you know, kind of leans over.
Knock you over.
So why did I say that? Because Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance enables me to keep doing this. Yes. Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang, they're there to get you back into shape. They are trained. They have worked with the Olympic gymnastics team, pro football. Rachel is an expert on dealing with senior issues. I can't say enough about them. They're located in the Sunset Shopping Center, 3673 Eureka Way. Give them a call at 533-5030 today. Okay, let's go to the phone since they all got lit up. Richard, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
So, good morning, Richard.
Yeah, so a couple of bills just got introduced last week. I call them the Shasta County Recall Retaliation Act, Assembly Bill 2582. Introduced 6 days ago. The way the current recall works is when there's a recall, there are two portions to the ballot. There's a yes-no recall, and then you vote for a candidate. This law is going to remove the second portion of that ballot. It is literally going to, you're only going to get a yes-no, and you're only going to, and then the if it's a yes on the recall, that officer will be replaced according to law, which means appointed by the governor. So if that is not disenfranchising the voters, these socialist Democrats that run this state in Sacramento, they accuse the Republicans of wanting to disenfranchise the voters by putting in checks and balances. And this bill...
Is this an assembly bill? Richard, I'm sorry to break in, but what is it again? AB or SB?
AB, Assembly Bill.
Okay. And what's the number again?
2582.
2582. Got it. Okay. I'm sorry. Continue on.
So they're absolutely going to disenfranchise the voters.
Wow.
Literally and technically disenfranchise the voters. Remember what they did with the sheriffs, right? When the sheriff's vacancy occurs, the county board of supervisors can't appoint. That also disenfranchises the voters. I mean, how much are we going to take of this, folks, before we just stand up and say no? We're going to take our county elections back. We're going to separate them from the state and federal ballot, and we're going to do what we think is right in our own county. And I have another bill. You think that one was bad? Oh, it gets better. I always have better. Assembly Bill 2584, also introduced 6 days ago, recall election. It's going to allow, on the notice of intent, there has to be a short summary of why the recall is occurring. That summary is going to be subject to review for 10 days, and any voter or election official may file for an injunction if there's misinformation in that summary. Can you say hello to the Ministry of Truth from George Orwell's 1984? And then a judge, you're going to go judge shopping for a Democratic judge, and they're going to say, yep, we're going to suspend this recall because there's misinformation in the summary. And this is only two bills introduced last week.
Richard, is this only on recalls?
Yes.
Okay, because as we know, the Attorney General writes what a proposition is. And as you know, the Safe Streets and Schools for Prop 47 was totally a lie.
All the propositions are.
And will that be able, will that also go to those also, or these are just for recalls?
These are bills that will be turned into laws. These are not propositions.
No, I understand.
And it applies only to recalls.
But it only applies to recalls. Is that it?
Yes, it applies to local recalls. So they are retaliating against Shasta County. So I don't know how much more evidence we need that we have criminals running this state in Sacramento. So more to come, I'm sure. I'm following these laws. We're in election. We're in bill season where the bills are introduced, and I will keep you guys apprised. But it's getting bad.
Hey, all right, Richard, we need to go to the phones. We have one more call. Right.
Okay, wait a second here, though. They're trying to recall the guy, the DA down in
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Won't take effect by then.
Yeah. Well, let's hope not. Yeah. Okay, Nick. Good morning.
Thank you.
Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to suggest that you get Rick Bozzetti on and find out what's going on with South City Park. I was at the city council meeting when Rick proposed to ask for a little seed money and that they could come up with a private financing to finish their dream for down there. And I think Rick's done a really good job down there. And the next meeting, I saw where Kim Niemer was getting involved. And now I'm led to believe that Rick and his crew are backing away because the city wants to take over. And I think you ought to get Rick on there and find out what's going on, because I think they had a wonderful idea that wasn't going to cost the city much.
Yeah, you know what? I agree. I saw the plan. He came on and he talked about it on the show, and I knew that opposition was, from what I understood, I don't know it for sure because Kim won't return calls, was from the Parks Commission.
What else is new?
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
They were just afraid somebody else was going to get credit, in my opinion, and they should have said, go with it. You've done a good job so far. Keep going.
Yeah, because the city owns the park. And,
yeah.
That is the city's park. That's not Rick Bozzetti's park. That's not the Colt 45's park.
Absolutely.
It is
the
city's
city
park.
Ran it before.
I'm sorry, what?
Look how the city ran it before.
Oh, yeah. It was horrible. It was horrible. We all know that. Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Now, that's a good point. I'm going to call Rick up and get him back on and see where we are with that, because it was really a good plan, and there's a lot of people behind it. So, let's see what the truth is on this, and Rick will tell me, and then we can always get Barry Tippin on to talk about it, or one of the city council people to talk about it.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. We're going to take a break for the news here, and when we come back, we've got Tim Garvin, who is the newest, he will be. He's not a supervisor yet.
March 1st.
But on the first meeting in March, he will become the new supervisor.
Yes.
And we're going to talk to him about things that have been said and written that just to see the other side of it.
Yes.
Okay, we'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The death toll has risen to at least 50 in the Russian invasion of Ukraine. That's according to the Ukrainian government, which reports some civilian casualties. Vladimir Putin's forces hitting Ukraine on multiple fronts by land, sea, and air.
Air raid sirens sound in central Kiev as big explosions were heard in the capital just before dawn. Explosions could also be heard in the towns of Kharkiv and Odessa, as world leaders decried the start of an invasion that could cause massive casualties. Fears also rang out that the invasion would topple Ukraine's democratically elected government and threaten the post-Cold War balance on the continent.
That's correspondent Karen Chamis, our military affairs analyst, calling the situation
incredibly dangerous.
Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says Russia, a dangerous adversary.
When you consider that they have many thousands of nuclear weapons, they tested some intercontinental ballistic missiles, cruise missiles, this past weekend. I know they have a bunch of intermediate ballistic missiles.
President Biden threatening tougher sanctions on Russia, due to speak in about 90 minutes. Ukrainian President Zelensky likens Russia's attack to Nazi aggression of World War II.
Today, Russia launched an invasion of Ukraine. Putin has started a war with Ukraine, with the whole democratic world. He wants to destroy my country. He wants to destroy our state, everything that we built, everything that we live for.
Zelensky heard through a translator on the BBC. And the Russian invasion taking a heavy toll on global financial markets, including Wall Street, where the Dow is down 646 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index off 63, and the S&P is down 51. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm cute kid number one.
And I'm cute kid number two.
And we have been forced.
You mean hired?
We have been hired.
To tell you what direct lender FOMO is.
So let's say you buy a new home,
and maybe you use one of those big mortgage monsters.
Or someone your realtor or friend recommends.
And then a few months later, you hear us being forced.
Hired.
Hired.
To tell you about our mortgage team's direct lender advantage.
And then you feel like you missed out.
Because you probably did miss out.
And that is direct lender FOMO.
It's Ryan, and our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This often allows us to get you a better rate on that new home mortgage, saving you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335, bracket animalist number 65233, equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits fell to a 52-year low after another decline in applications last week.
The Labor Department says jobless claims fell by 17,000 from 249,000 to 232,000 for the week ending February 19th. The four-week average for claims fell by 7,250 to 236,250. In total, 1,476,000 Americans were collecting jobless aid the week that ended February 5th, a decrease of about 112,000 from the previous week.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the Palestinian UN ambassador wearing a mask saying end apartheid, has accused Israel of engaging in apartheid in nearly a dozen ways. Israel's ambassador accusing him of regurgitating claims from the Palestinian Authority, which he says promotes hate, incitement, violence, and terror. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Recapping the hour's lead story, Russia has invaded Ukraine by land, sea, and air. Powerful explosions have rocked various Ukrainian cities, including Kiev. Correspondent Joseph Fetterman reports the world is condemning Putin's aggression.
Condemnations from around the world, from the U.S., from NATO, an appeal from the United Nations to Russia to please stop. But coming out of Moscow, for now, only defiance. President Putin vowing to continue and vowing that there will be severe consequences if the world tries to stop him.
Perhaps not surprisingly, Russia ally China is not condemning Putin's war on Ukraine. Beijing urges all sides instead to exercise restraint while refusing to call Putin's action an invasion or a war. And once again on Wall Street, stocks are deep in the red, the Dow down 591 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the 8 o'clock hour on the 24th of February 2022. We are running out of February. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. We already know it's National Chili Day and National
Tortilla Day.
And Trish is here with the weather.
It's 34 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 59, a low this evening of 32. We have a hard freeze warning. So pay attention to your vulnerable little plants out there and your animals. And all those things. On Friday, sunny and a high of 64. Friday night, mostly clear, a low of 34. On Saturday, mostly sunny and a slight chance of rain, high of 64 and a low of 42. And chance of rain Saturday night. On Sunday, a chance of rain, a high of 63, a low of 44. And on Monday, a bigger chance of rain and looking like we actually might get some rain during next week. A high on Monday of 64 and a low of 48. Rain likely on Tuesday and perhaps the rest of the week. And it's looking like so maybe that rain dance is working and we surely can use some rain. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, and if it's Thursday morning, it's time for our community calendar with Pat Karch, brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance.
Good morning, Carl and Trish.
Good morning.
Yeah, the community calendar on the KCNR website is going very well. People are making submissions, and we're approving those, and I accidentally deleted one, and then they had to come back and do it again, so that's bad on me.
It wasn't because of what it was. It was just
admin error. Yeah, user error. And, of course, the first item that we always have at the top of the calendar is the monthly Frontier Senior Center Community Breakfast. What about that, Trish?
Well, that's always great, and it's the first Sunday of every month coming up next weekend. Great time. You got your choice of breakfast. Come down and join us. $7 for a great breakfast.
Great. We got a few things to tell you about that are in the near future. On February 25th is the Lincoln Reagan Dinner. And I understand Carl and Linda are going to be at that. In fact, I think Carl isn't Linda going to be singing like that.
She's going to sing God Bless America.
Right.
And she and I will be auctioning off bottles of alcohol. The one who opens it up with the right key. Or they get a key with it, gets a tremendous firearm. So
wow, that's great. Okay.
I'll do that for the Democrats, too, if they ask me. Do we have a Democratic club up here? If we did, we'd do that.
Well, their guns have those little orange things on the end of them, though. Nobody wants those. Nah, just kidding.
This is community calendar. Keep going.
Yeah, come on. Okay, I'm almost wrapping it up. I don't want to go too far into the future here. Leadership Reading is going to have their annual social coming up at the Riverview Golf and Country Club. That's on March 3rd at 12 a.m., and you can go to their Leadership Reading website. And remember to look at this and all these other events, including the Meet Your Sheriff event coming up on March 10th at 7 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. You can go to the KCNR website. And I'm just checking to make sure it works. So you go to the KCNR1460.com website, scroll down to the bottom, and look for that word events. Okay, click on that. You can look at all these events, and you can submit one of your own. You know, if you have an event, your dog's birthday, or whatever you got there, send it on in. That's it for a community calendar.
Okay, thanks a lot, Pat Karch. And with us is Tim Garment. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You know, you said when we had you on before, you talked about transparency.
Yep.
And so after the election, looked like it was happening, or had happened, and decisions were made, I gave Tim a call. Here's Tim.
Thank you.
So you're going to take office
March 1st.
Is it March 1st?
Yes.
Is that going to be a special meeting, or is March 1st a Tuesday?
It's a Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
It's a Tuesday. And I talked yesterday, or the day before, with Ruben Cruz, and what's going to happen is they're going to open the meeting, they'll certify the election, they'll go to a quick recess. 10-minute recess, then I'll come back in and get sworn in and be on the job at that point.
We have your name up there and everything?
I hope so.
I hope so. Yeah. And hope it's not just like printed in crayon or something.
Right. You know, hey, I'll take that for the first one.
You know what? It's best to be sitting there. That's Anything right. else will fall in after that.
That's right.
Tim, what's your first priority? When you sit down that day as supervisor, Tim Garmon.
Yeah. Well, the first thing I imagine we will do is elect a new chairperson since the old one got recalled. And so that'll be the first action taken, I would imagine, with that day. And then from there, I'll look at the agenda and see where I can say things and what I can say. And I'm sure there'll be a moment or two I can squeeze some stuff in.
Okay. But you're...
What I would like to see, to answer your question more directly, what you're looking for, I believe, is I'd like to end the state of emergency in Shasta County. Somehow, some way, we're going to discuss that.
Now, how do we do that? That's a simple 3-2 vote.
Excuse me, the state of emergency in Shasta County. I don't know. That's where we'll have to talk it over with the folks up there and legal counsel and all that. But there is no emergency in Shasta County.
We never met the criteria in Shasta County to declare an emergency in the first place.
We have not, Trish. The only emergency we have now is the fact that we're not acting out against this. We're not trying to do anything. We're letting this stuff continue. They're terrorizing our kids in the school with forcing these masks on them. It is absolutely wrong. It's child abuse. They're restricting airflow. Go check out the Children's Services stuff.
It's been documented.
Now they're calling the people who are fighting against this paper terrorism. This is what NBC called them last night, the folks that are fighting against the mask in schools. It's like there's no end to that. The emergency is not fighting back. It's time to stand up for our rights.
When the Department of Justice issued that famous piece of paper calling parents who cared domestic terrorists, that right there was probably one of the most telling things. There's probably individuals that are angry, and that should be handled right there. Take them out. Okay, hey, look, you can't say these things, and you better cool down. But to just make it a swath of calling every parent who stands against the masking or having their 5-year-olds vaccinated terrorist, that was just wrong.
Well, it was wrong, and it also fueled the fire for what we're seeing today. Like in the election campaign, excuse me, they were labeling me as the head of the militia party in Shasta County, right? I've never been to a militia meeting in my life. I fully support the militia.
You are a militia member. You wear camouflage all the time. You're out there patrolling the streets. I've read that, and I saw your answer. I saw your answer. Yeah. That was great.
But I have no problem with the militia. I'm glad they are here.
Exactly.
Right? But they are a well-regulated militia. They're constitutionally protected with that. There's not a problem with that. But just to put us all into one box to meet what they want us to look like.
They paint a picture of militia being something totally different than it is.
Right. Yeah. Well, we're not invading Ukraine, but they make it sound like that.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break here. Excuse me. I'm glad you brought up that part about the militia because I liked your answer when you said, I don't even own any camouflage. Not that you have to have camouflage, but when you think militia, you
think
camouflage.
For all fairness, I think that was Dale Ball's response.
Him who said that?
I do have a camouflage shirt that I wear fishing sometimes, so just to clear the record.
Well, you know what? You got to sneak up on those fish.
That's right.
Okay. We're here with Tim Garmon, who is going to be our second district supervisor on March 1st.
Absolutely.
This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. This is a great guy. I like Patrick. He's a former 101st Airborne or Air Assault guy, former police officer. He worked for the insurance companies, and then he came over from that. And now, if you are not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials, give Patrick a call. Patrick Gorman at 262-2168 for a free consultation. Insurance companies have lots of lawyers. You need a lawyer that knows how to engage with those insurance companies and get you the treatment that you need. It's life-changing in many cases. Some people will initially get workers' comp or get help, and then it runs out or for some reason it stops. Give Patrick a call. 262-2168 today. We'll be right back with Tim Garmon.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely.
Louis Black, Off the Rails Tour.
You want a political commentator? Then bring on a barnyard animal. They have more to say to us. Like a lamb. What did you think, lamb? Bah! Back to you.
February 27th, Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now at readingcivic.com. Louis Black reminding you, I'll see you in February.
When it comes to best breakfast, you know Black Bear Diner is the place to be. But have you considered feeding your dinner bear there? Nothing says comfort like slow-cooked pot roast, house-made meatloaf, or a tender, breaded chicken fried steak. These dinners will take you back to the best home cooking comfort you know. Serve daily at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Calling all country music fans. Come see up-and-coming country musician Mitchell Tenpenny perform live in concert Friday, April 1st, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
I've been sober.
Yeah, this town's been telling me.
Tickets just $50 plus fee.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see. Country sensation Mitchell Tenpenny in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, April 1st. Find your moment at the river.
Each year, millions of older adults suffers injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's Bitcoin 530.
Well, I know that the Bookaloo is out of sight. But the Shangri-La's are playing tonight. Well, if that was you and me, I'm the baby. I would have shown you how to do it right. Do it right. Do it right.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bond. Today, the 24th of February, 8:18 in the morning, 30 degrees out there and sunny.
It is sunny, but boy, I'll tell you what, even in the sun, it's cold.
Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. With all this going on, do you need a second opinion on your retirement plan or a 401k? Give Judy a call. For a free review and evaluation, she's been helping families, businesses, seniors, and veterans since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We have insurance, but Judy. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Christian and I are here with Tim Garman, who will be the newest supervisor come March 1st. That's next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
And just a quick note that I said breakfast at the senior center this weekend. That's not true. It's the first Sunday of the month, so it's a week from this Monday. Mm-hmm. Just to clarify.
Yeah. Good. Biscuits and gravy.
Yes.
Plus other things. for $7.
Ooh.
Tim, the finding out how government works. I know you attend meetings and all that, but it's one thing to attend meetings and then to find out how what it's like in the bowels of the, of any government, be it county, state, or a school board. What's your plans on that? On finding out, you know, what's going on?
Well, it's going to take some time to find out completely, but I will, you know, just get up there in the first probably 2 or 3 months, maybe even longer, just really pay attention and learn my role and what we can and can't do. But the one thing I will not do is be afraid to at least discuss certain things and try to make some action on them. But we have to take some action.
The one of the things, of course, is starting with public safety. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, we need a bigger jail or detention facility, whatever you want to call it, with some mental health parts to it as well. That has to happen, and it should have already happened years ago because our streets are terrible. We see it every day.
Yeah,
you were talking the story last hour about that. I heard the story there.
Yeah. That was interesting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but that's happening every day in this community to somebody, and we have to clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because our people are leaving. Who wants to live here when it's like that?
Well, let's talk about that jail. There's been three propositions or whatever they're called to build the new jail. Would you support a small tax to build this? Okay.
Nope.
Then since the jail is going to cost in the millions, 30, 40, 50, because I've heard different things, make one facility instead of two that holds 1,000 people.
Yep.
It's more efficient. It's less costly to run and all that. Where does the money come from?
Well, the money's been out there before from the state, different agencies out there.
But that's gone.
But it's gone, right? But it's been there. We have to search for it, and we have to find it, and we have to make it work.
Okay.
I think a forensic audit was going to have to happen. We're going to find, I know that's going to cost some money as well, but we have to know what's being spent where and where we can possibly clean some things up. And we have to find the money for a detention facility.
Okay.
We have to.
Now, Eric McGreeny was hired by Matthew Ponce, who's the CEO of the county, and that's one of his main missions is public safety. Have you heard anything on that? I mean, how far he's progressed or what's going on with
this? I have not.
Okay. Neither have I, except I've heard, you know, just anecdotally that.
Yeah.
That, you know, the money is there. It's just gathering it together. Public safety. What's the next thing? Homelessness.
Well, yeah, you got homelessness, and you do have true homelessness, and that's different when it comes to the vagrants on the street or whatever you want to call the ones that are pulling the knife on you and whatnot. That person just chose to be on the streets more than likely. Okay, or he's got some serious mental health issues.
Sure.
Okay, different than the true homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the homeless, we have to be able to help them. Okay, and I think there are a lot of programs out there that do help the homeless.
They're available for those that truly need it. We'll go with the criteria. Okay. We have way enough services to service every one of them. There's never a time when there's not room at the Good News Rescue Mission.
Yes, that is correct. And even to the point of, say, somebody who needs food, they don't have enough food, they can have it delivered by DoorDash and not even pay for it. Okay, so there are plenty of services available. Maybe it's a better. Maybe we need to work harder in getting the information into the people's hands who actually need the help, who don't know it's there. But there is a lot of services in this county for the people who truly need it. You know, I don't know. And then you hear about the printed homes are going to. You know, that's going to be an interesting topic because it comes up the 3D printed homes.
Oh, you mean the concrete homes?
Going to be an interesting deal as that comes to be. And I'd like to. Can't wait to learn more about that topic, because that could change
Donna
a lot.
But you can't.
Donna Jamian and Emergence 3D Technology are the ones on that. But that would you support like a village for those?
No, I don't.
You can't just take people and put them in homes. There's got to be an incentive to do it. We've proved it, and I'm probably going to just really step on and not go where it's politically correct, but. I would say that in a lot of the Indian population, American Indians would agree with me. We have proven by building on the rancherias and what have you throughout the state of California that when you put people in homes that they don't have any money invested or sweat invested in it, they move into them, they don't take care of them, they destroy them. You've got to have some sweat equity involved.
You've
got to have people be involved in their upkeep and they're going forward.
And you have to have people that want to be in a home.
That's exactly right. You can't just build a bunch of houses and put them in it.
That's just not Native American. So that's any type of house.
But I mean, that's an example that we've watched.
But there's others.
And I've talked to the American Indian population about this, and they agree with me. There's got to be some sweat equity involved in establishing a life.
Okay, so then you're not in favor of a homeless.
No.
Okay, because unless there's buy-in. How about if there was buy-in from them?
Give me an example.
Well, this one gentleman that was on our show has started like 4, 5, 6 of these. And what they do is they take older people that have been on the street, veterans and others, that are getting Social Security. They pay a third of their check for rent. So that's their buy-in. Plus, they have another facility there with people from Social Security, VA, and others that can help these people. So, see, their buy-in is part of their Social Security check. So they pay money, and then they have the services there. Now, I'm just saying is I understand. Unless they're going to want to help themselves, there's no reason to house them. You're just going to keep bringing more in. And I think I heard you say that people that want help, you're going to support that 100%.
Absolutely.
But if you don't want help,
and it's how to find that difference, right? What is out there on our streets? How many of them want help?
Mm-hmm.
That's the hard question because nobody knows that answer. I know there's people that go out there and they talk to them and they pull them and they talk all those things, but you don't know the true answer to how many truly want help.
Yeah.
It's a small percentage would be my guess.
Okay. Second Amendment.
Yeah.
Thoughts on that? I know you support the Second Amendment.
I support the other. I do
there's
support.
Been a lot of things flying through back and forth on that.
Well, first of all, I hope that Sheriff Johnson can speed up the CCW process. Okay, that takes too long. And I'm tired of hearing COVID as an excuse or anything else. He needs to speed that up. And that's number one. Number two, we can't even, in this county, we can open carry if the sheriff so chooses. We are less than 200,000 people in population. I would even support that if you wanted to go there.
Okay. It's time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to discuss a number of other things that are facing our county right now. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I've been getting my hair cut there since the day in the first time I got my hair cut. For when I moved to Reading, I've never left. They're just great down there. Tim, Logan, they work by appointments only. 244-9478, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Trish, you can get your hair cut in there.
No thanks.
Yeah, you can. They'll cut your hair. You may.
I got that handled, Carl.
Okay, you got that handled. Okay, Cypress Square Barbershop, my friends. We'll be right back with Tim Gorman, our newest supervisor. Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, and all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free
free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Lewis Black, Off the Rails Tour.
You want a political commentator? Then bring on a barnyard animal. They have more to say to us. Like a lamb. What did you think, lamb? Bah. Back to you.
February 27th, Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now at readingcivic.com.
Lewis Black reminding you, I'll see you in February.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Making a living the old hard way. Taking and giving my day by day.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It's Thursday, 8:32 in the morning, 33 degrees out there. It's just ripping up now.
to
33.
Yeah, whoa.
Above freezing. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and it's just a great place to buy jewelry.
It absolutely is. It's like a candy store. They have fun stuff in there.
Outstanding selection, everything from Native American to estate, specially designed pieces. If you want to design your own piece of jewelry, and I've thought about that, you know, so Linda would have something.
Mm-hmm. Unique.
And that would be unique, and then they'll build it for us, help me design it, and all that. All this is at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We're here with Tim Garman, who is going to be the newest supervisor next Tuesday. And let's go to the phones. Donna, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Trish. You were speaking about the homeless people. And my daughter is in a similar situation here. She has a home, but she's been displaced. And she has one more month to get out. And she's a senior citizen, low income. And she can't afford to pay the rents that are being asked in an area where she feels safe. Like I said, she's a senior. And as soon as the people find out, you know, the realtors find out that she has a HUD voucher, all of a sudden it's not for rent anymore. And I'd like to know if our new man here can tell us, what is the problem with HUD vouchers that nobody wants to accept them? It's guaranteed money, and they act like it's
I understand, Donna.
I've heard that before.
Yeah. Okay, Donna, thank you.
I'll respond to there, and I don't know the answer to that with the HUD vouchers. I know I have some family that have HUD vouchers, and they have an apartment. Thank goodness they're not getting kicked out. But the Donna's friend there, that is exactly who we need to take care of. Right? That's somebody who doesn't want to be on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't let that happen. So we need to figure out why. Why is that going on?
So Do we need more affordable housing?
We absolutely need more affordable housing. And quote unquote, what's affordable? I think that's an issue too with inflation going through the roof. How do you define that when it changes every day?
Well, when you, we seem to have a problem with the permitting. in the different sections, both the city and the county, of getting things through. Have you heard this, or is this just my imagination for the last 12 years?
Carl, when I was out campaigning, that was the number one problem people brought up. I heard that more than anything else. I heard it more than the 2A. I heard it more than anything was the permitting issue. It takes forever. So that is a major issue that needs to be looked at. And I was talking one day with Rocky Largent. He says for the last 12 years, he's been fighting this. He says, I've been talking to every supervisor that comes through saying, will you please work on this? Please work on this. And nobody gets anywhere. So I will tackle it. Will I get anywhere? I don't know, but I'm certainly going to tackle it. I come from the building industry. I'm a roofer. Right now, I still have that job. So I understand the difficulties it is with permits. And it is something near and dear to my heart, and I will fight to get some change.
It'll be interesting to see what the board should be able to do it. Now, they all work for Matthew, but there should be a way.
They don't.
Yeah, they do. He hires all those people. Matthew Pontes is
the
elected ones, but the appointed ones.
The appointed,
They work for Matt Pontes, but Matt works for you all.
Yeah.
So there ought to be a way at least to find out, is there a way that somebody can come in one time, get everything they need, walk out, and that's it.
Would that be nice?
Wouldn't that be nice?
You know, and that actually can happen if the board gets together and actually goes in and insists on it. It can happen.
Yep.
That hasn't been the reality with the department. You can't get the whole board to agree to make, okay, this is what has to happen. You get one bite at the apple. You come in, I want to build XYZ. There's a list that says this is what you have to do. If you don't have it on that list the first time around, you don't get to come back later and say, oh, and by the way, after you got that done, you got to do this.
Right. That's right.
And when the inspection comes out, they do the inspection all at once. And if there's things that have to be done, they note all of those at one time, so when they come back the next time, they don't give you four more.
It'll be more efficient for the builder or the homeowner, whoever's doing that part of it. It'd be more efficient for the inspector, right?
Yeah.
You would think. I actually had part of this conversation yesterday with Matt Pontes. I talked with him for a while, and I brought up the issue with permitting. And so he's aware that there's a problem, and we'll see where that goes.
Okay. So... you talked about, you know, first of all, you have to appoint a new, head of the board.
Who's the vice chair?
Mary Rickert.
And it was supposed to be Les Ball. Is that correct?
It wasn't supposed to be, but,
I mean,
by rotation, he was supposed to be
You would have thought, yes.
So that's going to be probably one of the first things that happens.
Yeah.
On that day, as you settle into your seat and adjust the height and, you know, all that stuff.
Right.
Okay, and we've talked about public safety. We've talked about homelessness. We've talked about housing. Somebody's mentioned HUD. Somebody has a HUD voucher, but they can't find,
find a place.
So can the county push for multi-family units that are in the affordable range?
The county shouldn't. I'm going to jump in.
The
county shouldn't be in the position of dictating anything. This is private property. People bring forth projects. What's happened is we have a planning department that decides by themselves what they want in a community. That's what needs to go away. They need to understand that when someone comes in with an application build something, it's their job to process the application, bring it before the decision makers, the planning commission and the board of supervisors, and let them make the decision. The decisions are being made in the planning department before they ever get to the board. Yeah. That's what has to stop.
Yeah, I agree with that. It should come to the board. We do need more affordable housing. However, I shouldn't be forced to take my 5 acres and have to build two small homes or whatever, right?
That's not right.
Can't rezone stuff like that. I would like to think there'd be some builders out there who would say, let's build some more affordable housing, right? And I know there are incentives from the state for different things with that as well. So it's happening to a degree, but maybe it's not happening fast enough. Yeah. I don't know.
One of the questions coming in on the chat room is your thoughts on the Wind River project. It's been unpaused at this point.
Well, it needs to be unpaused, and they need to move. So I support that.
You support that.
Yep.
The question was, do you believe it will bring more crime, though?
Well, I'm sure it will bring some more crime, right? The crime's here, and it will bring some more, but it will also bring more revenue, and we can hopefully fight that crime and have more people to help fight that. I think the good will offset the bad.
Okay.
When it comes to that.
Let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I tried to get on earlier, but I couldn't. Anyhow, I've got a suggestion. You know, when I was sitting out there in the audience of the with the board of supervisors, and those young ladies were trying to reason with them about don't lock our kids out, don't make them wear masks and all that. You know, those supervisors, they sat up there in their doggone ivory tower, and they just glared back at those young ladies. So that young lady that called you, Trish,
yes,
and wants to find out about the what's going on here in Shasta County, invite her on, but also invite those young mother bears on and let them explain to her what went on. As far as I'm concerned, those young mother bears, mm-hmm, they're the ones that took the bull by the horn.
Yes.
But anyhow, give them full rein and let them run. So that's my suggestion, Phil. Bring them on your radio station and let them explain.
Okay.
My mom used to say, the hand that rocks the cradle can rule the world.
There you go.
That's true.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Thanks, John.
I think they kind of, like I said, they're the ones that raised the money to put the put it on the ballot. Now.
Yep. They're the ones that put a lot of hard work
reversion
in.
Reversion Somo's money was, part of his money at least, was
what,
used
for red, white, and blue print.
Well,
the bulk of it.
That may be, but I think a part of it was also used that went to the group that was buying the advertising.
It did. It's just Shasta General
Purpose Fund. Yeah.
Yeah.
General Purpose Committee.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the question I had just went right out of my head.
Well, let's go with the issue that comes up an awful lot is when you're having public comment period, they say that the board shouldn't respond. And I always felt while I was sitting there that we couldn't make a decision. You can't make a decision based on anything that comes from the audience. But you certainly can respond to ask questions. Not take a stand, not make a decision, and you can direct staff to put it on the next agenda.
Yep.
I would say to you that I'm hoping that public comment period can get back to being a reasonable dialogue. The board should not have tolerated some of the inflammatory language that was coming from the audience. And the board should never have sat there and ignored that public, which ignited that. When I was on the board, if someone would come up and start to personally attack a board member, a staff member, I wouldn't let them do that. You can speak to things in our purview. You can speak to their job performance. You can speak to the decisions they've made. But you can't speak to how their marital status or how they live in their house, their personal things. And I think the board should have stopped that immediately. But on the other hand, they needed to listen.
What's your opinion, Tim?
Well, my opinion, being on the board for 6 years in Happy Valley, obviously it's a smaller board than this one. However, we have had meetings with 100 people show up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number one, hear the people out. Okay, I feel like, yes, I feel like you can respond back. You're right. You can't take any kind of action or you can't make decisions, but you could ask to have it on the next agenda. Okay, but I think the reason that people are so angry is they're not being heard. Okay, the meetings I've been going to for the last 4 or 5 months, even back when Joe was chair, it was the anger coming from the board, the board president was just unbelievable. Okay, when that anger is being spewed into the audience and they're trying to have a public comment, they're right there. You already have a strike against you as a board. Because they're already, their defenses are up so high. And you need to let people speak. You may not change any opinions at all, but you need to hear everybody who wants to speak. I'm not a fan of cutting somebody off right at the 3-minute mark if they're almost done with their comment, and you can generally tell. And if somebody's going 4 into 5 minutes, then you need to say, hey, you know, we need to wrap it up. But let them talk. And I found in the school board that works very, very well. We work for those people. I want to hear from them.
You know, the question I'm asking Tim, what about this, what about this, what about this, really isn't fair to Tim, and I'll tell you why. Tim hasn't even sat in the chair yet. So, so you're giving broad brush, and that is absolutely fine, my friend, and to do something like this, because you haven't sat there, you haven't seen how the game's played, all of that. But asking these questions, give people an idea about where, at least the direction you're going to.
Sure.
So, Sure. You know, so I don't mind if you say at all, I don't really know that because
right.
I haven't
right.
been
there's
sitting
a lot
there.
I
there's
don't
nothing
know.
Wrong right. with saying that. There's nothing right. wrong with saying, you know, I don't know that, but I'm going to find out.
Yeah.
I would love for people to do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got to take a quick break. Quick and clean car wash. Okay, look how sunny it is. It is time to run down, or drive better, because if you run down there, it really doesn't help. Take your car down to Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Street, right next to Dutch Bros, and go in there for their brushless car wash, special soap, special wax, makes my 2006 F-150 look new when it comes out. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or you buy 10, you get 3 free. All of this is at Quick and Clean Car Wash, a locally owned, locally operated company and family that have had that, been around here for like 100 years. We'll be right back with our newest supervisor.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Just
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 33 degrees and sunny. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a local business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They take care of their customers. They treat them like warm friends. 365-3793. We're here with Tim Garman, who will be supervisor next Tuesday when they swear him in. Let's go to the phones. Kay.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning, Kay.
Good morning. I was wondering, Trish, when you were supervisor, what time did the meeting start?
9 o'clock.
Oh, well, in the 70s, and I think the 80s, too, and in the 60s, they started at 3 o'clock. And yeah. And that seemed to be a better time. Nobody ever complained about that time.
Okay, hey, Kay, Tim's got a comment on this. Thanks for the phone call.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thanks for calling. One of the first things I will do, and I should have answered this earlier, Carl, was I'm going to push for some evening meetings. I'm also going to push for meetings in different locations in the county. Okay, people up in Bernie, they can't make the drive down here all the time. Why can't we go up there once a year and have a meeting? Right? So that needs to happen.
I think that's a great idea, but I will tell you, Tim, I've heard every person that has been running for supervisor for 12 years say that.
Well, let's
but
see what maybe, happens. Give me
maybe,
a chance. That's
maybe
what I tell
maybe
people.
There'll be the dichotomy and the numbers to do that. I think it's a great idea to give those people a chance.
Well,
and we used to do that.
Well, people think
so it can be done.
It can be done. And maybe it's a small thing in the grand scheme of run of the county's business to a supervisor, right? Because but it's so important to our community to be heard. The community engagement. We have to make it happen. And I will fight that. I will make that happen.
Okay.
Specifically, if there's an issue that's germane to that area.
Absolutely. Like the windmill project. We could have had that meeting up in Bernie.
How
many
more
people would have showed up?
Absolutely. Right? Should have been in Bernie. Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay, Tim, we got like 8 minutes left and it's yours.
8 minutes. All right. Let's go. I want to talk a little bit about the vaccine mandates. Okay. You guys know on the school board where we took the stand that we won't have our kids be forced to take the vaccine to come to school. It's been proven at this point time and time again that you can still get COVID if you've had the vaccine. I'm not anti-vax at all. However, it should be a choice. This vaccine is right for some people, and it's not right for other people. My doctor suggested I don't take it. I have a lot of other issues. I didn't take it. I ended up with COVID. I ended up with COVID really bad. Okay, that was 5 weeks on oxygen. This was back in August of last year. Fast forward, my wife had COVID recently, and she was sick for 2 weeks. We slept in the same bed. Nobody wore a mask. I never got COVID. I never even got sick. So the antibodies from natural COVID do work. My two sons got COVID back in November of 2020. They never got sick when she got it. So the antibodies work. There was recently a doctor's panel with, I think there was 9 different doctors on it. Not a single one of them was against the vaccine. They were just telling people to be cautious. If you're a type 1 diabetic, you're taking care of yourself, your numbers are right, you're no more risk of getting COVID than a 30-year-old yoga instructor. They don't need the vaccine. Okay, so but it's not right, but if some people do need it, the elderly perhaps, there's people with lung issues, there's lots of reasons people do need it, and it's right for them to take it. But what is happening is you're not having the side effects of the vaccine. Those are not being reported. Somebody spoke at the last supervisors meeting, a doctor, and she mentioned at Mercy that she'd witnessed people changing the charts when they were talking about the vaccine side effects. That is highly, highly illegal. The meeting should have paused right there, and that subject should have been discussed because there's something wrong when they're hiding that information from the public. And that, we have to dig deeper into this subject, and we have to do something. The fireman down in Los Angeles who wouldn't test, he got suspension without pay for a week. But then he had to stay on and work because they didn't have enough coverage. So what's the deal? You can't have it both ways. So it's time for us to start sticking up for ourselves. And it's going to be challenging, Carl, getting into this new seat, what I can and can't do with that, but I'm going to fight for it.
You're
going to fight
against,
for the choice.
You're not against vaccinations at all.
Not at all.
You're against mandatory vaccinations.
Yes, it is specifically when it comes to this COVID one, when they can't tell us what's happening, truly what's happening, people who take it will go to the hospital with side effects. I have a daughter who took it for work, and now they're trying to get her to do the booster because she's going to Chico State. That booster's probably going to kill her from the side effects she had from the first one. Is that, come on, where?
What happened to the idea of making that decision between you and your medical,
the doctor,
your doctor?
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
They took that away.
And where is the natural immunity card? Right. I can't go eat in San Francisco. And I have to go down there next month for a diabetes trial. I'm on a trial study for type 1 diabetes. I go down there next month. I have to. Okay, so, that's wrong.
The idea of
how about?
Well, you know what? And here's the thing: is we've handled this. We as a nation, as our political leaders, have handled this wrong since the very beginning. We didn't get people to buy in. We came up with all these other things. If it's a person who, you know, we've never tested our country for antibodies.
Right.
We may find out that 85% of our country has had it already, and then there's your herd immunity.
Right. We are reaching herd immunity. That is why it's starting to fizzle out. You've seen some states go completely away from the mask and everything else.
How do you feel about the mask?
They can throw them away. They don't. The masks aren't doing anything. And to put them on these kids and restrict their airflow is wrong. It's child abuse. And it has to stop. It has to stop.
A lot of people are saying that now that people are waking up to the fact that things are happening and that they do have the power, that going to school boards is the next big thing, because the office of the superintendent who was in here said, told us, that I don't have anything. They run the school boards.
Yep.
Pick their superintendent. Pick their people. They're the ones that run
the school boards. Their
district.
Yes, they do. And I think from the school board's point of view, we would like to see some more support from the county superintendent, just to back us up a little bit more.
Okay.
And I think that could be done through superintendent meetings with all the superintendents that they go to. Excuse me. I think that's been lacking, but we do. The school boards do have that individual choice a lot of times in what they can and can't do. Like with ours, when we made the decision not to vaccinate the kids or to force that on the kids, technically it hasn't been through legislation yet, so it's not forced upon the kids at this moment. But when it does, we would technically be breaking the law. I could face charges criminally. And that's something I'm willing to take on, because we have to protect our kids. The science has proven beyond a reasonable doubt now that this vaccine is not appropriate for most kids. There are some kids who have issues that, again, it's like an adult. If somebody needs the vaccine, it's right for them, fine. But to force it on a healthy 5-year-old who, when they get sick with COVID, they have a headache for a few hours? Come on. What are we doing? There's so much more here that they're trying to do to us. We need to wake up. We have to say no more.
There's so much evidence coming out at this point about the inappropriateness of vaccine that we need to be very, very careful going forward with our children.
And the fact is that we were vaccinated, my family, a lot of my people here are. I believe in the fact that vaccines, in this case, even though the information may have been out there, they didn't say it was a leaky vaccine, right?
Right.
So what that does is it helps provide some immunity, and it helps to keep it from getting worse, is from what I understand. If you just look at the hospitals, just look at just those numbers.
If you want to trust that the data hasn't been changed.
Well, I happen to know one of the guys that runs the hospital, and I trust him indubitably.
Yeah, and I'm not somebody who's a conspiracy theorist to that degree, but when I sit there and hear these doctors coming out of there saying, yes, the charts are being changed.
Yeah. Okay.
The charts are being changed.
Now, and I understand under that one, but anyway, this is your last 5 minutes, and, but I think everybody agrees that we need to get our arms around this and say, what's best for my family?
Yep.
And let me make that decision.
Yeah, I think we can have a Super Bowl down in L.A. with thousands of people all throughout the city, right? I think we can unmask the kids. And I think as far as the rest of it goes, it should be between you and your doctor and not the government. The government needs to get out of this. This is ridiculous.
Okay. Well, that's way we'll end then.
All right.
Now, when people write to you and they write to the newest supervisor, you should be getting a lot of email here in the next few weeks. Okay, buddy. Thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
And again, I want to reiterate to people, Tim hasn't even adjusted his chair yet.
Hasn't put his feet into the desk yet.
Right. So there's a lot of things that, you know, it's wave tops, but that's absolutely fine because you haven't gotten into it yet. So
we'll have to come back and do it again after I've been there for a few months,
right?
I think you've been there for a while.
In about 6 months.
Yeah.
When you come back and now you can say, well, look, I looked at this and this. And I appreciate you offering that. And trust me, we'll have you back.